Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, that Kevin show welcomes New York City's number one trial attorney, Arthur Idala. They're fighting to save stolen youth, Carol Markowitz and Bethany Mandel, singer-songwriters Kristen Getty and Sky Peterson, and the number one Super Bowl commercial producer, Brad Hill. And now, from Times Square, where the pizza rats are daring the underground drag queens to cross their picket lines, here's that Kevin.
All I can say, there seems to be a lot more going on in those subways than I've ever realized, that's for sure. Pizza rats and drag queens fighting it out right under the very buildings we're in. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, welcome to a Saturday. We couldn't be happier than to have you with us. We've got a lot to get to tonight. As you just heard, you saw on the billboard, Arthur Idala is going to be with us. Arthur is one of those, he's one of these rare creatures where he is nails tough, criminal defense attorney, former prosecutor, but comes off as one of the good guys, one of the real good guys. And the New York Times had a piece on him last year that just set the world on fire. It talked about all the good things that he's done, and he takes his role as a defense attorney very, very seriously. But you may have known him for years on the Fox News Channel. He now hosts a talk radio show in New York City, on the same station I'm on, AM 970, The Answer, and looking forward to having some fun with him. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk with songwriters Kristen Getty and Sky Peterson from our Music Spotlight tonight. So that's all coming up this hour. We've got a lot to get to. Now, I don't know if you saw the trend that I saw this week in the headlines, but there was this kind of overwhelming, continuing pattern that we have been in for the last couple of weeks, actually. And it started with Christopher Wray a week ago saying, yes, the FBI has for some time believed that the COVID virus started in the Wuhan lab. There was no wet market. There was no seafood market. There was no bats. None of this stuff was where it came from. This was a virus that was engineered and juiced a little bit and so forth. Well, now that has been widely asserted, not by just the FBI, but other parts of the administration as well, including the Energy Department, the State Department, the Pentagon. There are a number of people, former public health officials that have all bought into this idea. And now you're starting to see some real action on it. Well, this week, the CDC the former CDC director, Mr. Redfield, was brought up to Capitol Hill, and he said something even more remarkable. He was asked by Congressman Brad Westrup, in your opinion, has gain of function stopped a pandemic? In your opinion. The reason that he's asking this is because gain of function was how we got COVID. They took it and they engineered it to make it jump. It originally would only be transmitted back and forth between animals, and then they got it to jump from the animal to the human. That should not have been able to replicate itself in nature, because novel viruses can't transpire themselves into human-to-human infection. So we've known, at least the smart people have known, that it was engineered, that there was some degree of engineering behind it for a while. But he was asked, did gain of function stop any pandemic? And here's what Dr. Robert Redfield said. No. On the contrary, I think it probably caused the greatest pandemic our world has ever seen. Now, that's what he's talking about to Congress in light of the view that we have now been told the truth about something that we did not know before. Okay, that's item number one, and that happened this week. Let's go to item number two. January 6th coverage, 41,000 hours of footage now having been seen by someone in the press, not just the gatekeepers in Congress. And Tucker Carlson came out and put a bunch of stuff into perspective. A couple of nights in a row, he did segments on it. He may have more segments planned, as far as I know. But he let us see behind the curtain at some things that took place that we had been lied to about. The American people have been told falsehoods about them. And lo and behold, the government could not handle the fact that the American people were actually seeing with their own eyes what they were seeing with their own eyes. They could not stand it. So Chuck Schumer comes out and says, bald-faced lie. Tucker's bald-faced lying to people. How could he be bald-faced lying? It was coverage that existed on the surveillance tapes. He didn't manipulate it, couldn't make it up. This was just what it was. And Tucker Carlson letting us see it for what it was. Anyway, Schumer then told the Senate, with contempt for the facts, disregard of risks, knowing full well he was lying to his audience, Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection. He did no such thing, ladies and gentlemen. He never said it wasn't, that everything was just hunky-dory. There was vandalism. There were crimes committed. Tucker Carlson, myself, other people, after seeing the tape, said, charge the people with the crimes that were committed. But we did prove that it was not a deadly insurrection. The Capitol Police officer that supposedly had been murdered with a fire extinguisher being bashed into his head turned out to be alive and directing traffic inside the Senate after he supposedly was dead. Of course, we found out later that he died later that week. But he did not die that day, and it's likely that he did not die from the wounds incurred, in which I don't even know that he had any. He had a helmet on his head. If he had been hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, I don't think that helmet, I think, number one, the helmet would have helped protect him. Number two, the helmet didn't look damaged. So, not exactly sure. But then Chuck Schumer begs Rupert Murdoch, please don't let him go ahead with a second. Take a look. Schumer also called on Murdoch, Fox News' owner, to stop Carlson from airing a second segment on his show. You know it's a lie. You've admitted it's a lie. Well, actually, it wasn't a lie, and that's part of the problem. Then finally, yesterday, one more time, the Twitter files people, they're being brought in under the auspices of the Oversight Committee, the Weaponization of Government Committee. Jim Jordan's doing a great job leading that, wanting to ask the Twitter file reporters, what were you trying to do in exposing Twitter's censorship? A couple of Democratic female Congress people really took exception to this. One was Congresswoman Plaskett. She insisted there was no real evidence between Twitter and the federal government, except that you have people on the record who said that there was now. That's part of the problem. She went on to cite testimony of the former head of Trust and Safety, who said during a previous committee hearing that he faced threats and online harassment for his role in censoring. Well, maybe don't censor people anymore. Maybe that's the solution. Maybe censoring's a bad idea. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a name I haven't heard for a really long time, engaged in similar questioning, arguing, being a Republican witness today certainly casts a cloud over your objectivity. Saying to reporters, oh, because you're here because the Republicans asked you to come, it casts a cloud over your objectivity. Like, he couldn't possibly be objective because Republicans asked him to come and testify. Friends, it's very interesting what all three of these stories have in common. Democrat officials trying to hide the truth, trying to prevent footage from being seen, trying to prevent actual testimony from being given, actually questioning whistleblowing testimony that has been given, actually wanting to deny and cover up and hide the origins of a deadly pandemic, deny the truth about what they have called a deadly insurrection that ended up not being deadly. The only woman that died that day, you remember who she was? One of the tourists, Ashley Babbitt, former Air Force member. She's the only one that died on January 6th. But why do Democrats want to hide everything? Because they don't want you to know what they know. They are trying to keep it from you. Part of our job is to make sure that you have access to it. Kevin McCullough, big show straight ahead from New York. Arthur Idala, the amazing number one trial attorney in New York, joins me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is how we do every day. If you grind and if you want to come and text us.
If
you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
My next guest needs no introduction if you run in the legal circles in the world's greatest city here in New York. But if you're in some of the other places across the country, you may remember him from Fox News for a long time as one of their top legal analysts and contributors. And he has now joined the colleague ranks of talk radio's finest here in the world's greatest city as well. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Arthur Idala Esquire. Hello, sir.
What's going on? How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. I have a quick question up front. How come we don't refer to the Esquire in formal society like we used to? There was a time and place where that ESQ was always written after people's names, kind of like MD or PhD. Have we lost some respect for what great guardians of the law represent in our society today?
Maybe we have, and maybe it's deservingly so. They're good and bad in every profession, and whether it's the plumber or the automobile mechanic or the doctor or the lawyer. But lawyers have done a pretty good job of sullying our own reputation. Some of it is just the nature of the beast. You have to be an advocate, and you have to fight hard. And sometimes when you're fighting hard, it gets a little ugly. But others, it because it has to do with greed, have to do with ego, have to do with publicity. So, you know what? If the stature of the lawyer has been diminished, I only blame the lawyers.
Arthur, you're a second, at least second, I think maybe third generation attorney in your family. What role has the law played in the generations of Idalas? Where did that thirst for truth and justice begin? And do you hopefully see one of your sons someday carrying the mantle?
Well, that's a great question, Kevin. Yes, my mother's father was a lawyer when Italian Americans were not lawyers here in the city of New York. And then my dad went on to become a lawyer as well, the first in his family to graduate high school, college, and then on to law school. I had a little bit of a different path, Kevin. I wanted to be a thespian. I was in high school my senior year. They put on the show The Music Man just so I could be Harold Hill, The Music Man. Before that, I was in West Side Story, Oklahoma, Guys and Dolls. And I went to acting college. I went to SUNY, the State University of New York at Purchase, where Edie Falco, Stanley Tucci, Wesley Snipes, amongst others, Parker Posey, I keep going on and on, graduated from. But I really wasn't that into, there's a phrase when you're an actor you have to know how to say. It's, would you like mashed potatoes, rice, or french fries with your order? Because every time you want to be an actor, you have to be a waiter or a waitress at some point along the way. So when I was graduating college, I was like, well, what am I going to do now? And I'm not going to do that. And also, the world of acting is so competitive, viciously competitive. And I just wasn't feeling it. And I said, you know what, let me try this LSAT thing. It would be naive to say my grandfather, who I knew until I was 13 years old and saw him in his capacity as a lawyer, and then obviously living in a household with a really brilliant trial attorney in my father, to say it didn't rub off through osmosis would be naive. And then I went to law school and became a prosecutor, able to try cases. And really, Kevin, that scratched the itch of being a performer, because when you're doing a trial, basically, I'm the writer, the producer, and the director of the show, and it's very satisfying. All in one person. And I've been told that I put on a pretty good performance in front of those 12 jurors.
Well, I was going to ask you if that scratches the itch, because there's obviously, in terms of being in front of an audience, which a jury is, and I would imagine that the acting skills are helpful.
Absolutely, 100%, because now more than ever, Kevin, you have to do everything you just said in an entertaining way. Think about it. Everyone who's watching right now, think about it. When was the last time you went 3 hours without having a phone in your hand, without having a device in front of you, a laptop, a television, you know, your iPad, whatever it is? Because when you do jury duty, that's all taken away from you when you're in the courtroom. You can't go down and go look at your text. You can't check with the local newspaper. You have to be focused on the people in front of you. And, Kevin, now more than ever, the people in front of you, the people I'm in front of, if I want to keep their attention, I have to entertain them. I have to raise my voice high. And then sometimes lean in and whisper really quietly and give them different stories and different narratives to keep that attention that we have all now learned to, like, focus on that little phone in front of us and back onto the big screen. Yeah. So, you know, it really does satisfy my desire to engage with my fellow human beings, and I'm doing so in a way that, you know, I feel is making a difference.
We're speaking with New York's number one criminal defense attorney and the leader of the ABK law firm, probably New York's most prestigious criminal defense firm. And when big time lawyers need a lawyer, they turn to Arthur and his team at ABK, who I've had a chance to get to know a little bit behind the scenes. I work with not only you, Arthur, but some of your partners in media as well. And I got to tell you, you've assembled an all-star crew that are just wonderful to work with. We have a couple of minutes before our first break. I want to ask you a kind of a curveball here. Courtroom drama has been one of the most filmed, documented, dramatized bit of content for movies and films and TV since the beginning of the era. I mean, you go way, way back, and you've always done murder mysteries and trials and so forth. What's your favorite dramatized movie or film or TV show about the courtroom?
A Time to Kill.
And why?
A Time to Kill with Matthew McConaughey. His closing argument is really, really, really fantastic. And, you know, before I give, not so much anymore, but rewind 10, 12 years ago, when I was a little younger, and I had to give a big closing argument, I would go online and watch not the whole thing, but just the trial scenes and Justice for All, A Few Good Men, actually My Cousin Vinny, believe it or not, has excellent cross-examination.
That was when you were doing New Jersey trial dates.
Yeah, but I will tell you, the cross-examination in that is very good. It's very effective, and it's very, like, real. And then of all of them, though, in my opinion, the closing argument in A Few Good Men is so powerful. It's so deliberate. And,
okay, 30 seconds. Have you ever gotten someone to walk across the line the way the Cruise character does with Nicholas in that scene?
No. I have not, but there's been plenty of drama in the courtroom, from as a prosecutor, a defendant trying to jump over the rail and choke me, to as a defense attorney, you know, getting a verdict that brought me to tears because I knew it was the right verdict, but I was afraid it was going to be the wrong verdict. So there's been a lot of real estate between those two moments that we could talk about.
Well, we're talking with New York's number one criminal defense guy and his entire team at ABK Law. Wonderful people. Coming right back with Arthur Idala from New York.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Employees of Silicon Valley Bank are still receiving annual bonuses, despite regulators seizing the failing bank yesterday. At least two people are dead as flooding intensifies in California. Thousands are under evacuation orders, and several communities remain isolated by high water. The first ever 3D-printed rocket was scrubbed in its second launch attempt today. The launch of Relatively Space's rocket was scrubbed in the last hour of the launch window. A volcano watch has been issued in Alaska. Seismologists say that a swarm of earthquakes in the Aleutian Islands could signal an upcoming volcanic eruption. There have been dozens of small earthquakes since Tuesday near the Tananga volcano, which has been dormant for more than 100 years. Scream 6 is besting the competition at the box office. The horror film is looking to overtake Creed 3 after grossing over $19 million on its opening day. Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us tonight, visiting with not only New York's number one criminal defense guy, and he's the guy that they all call when they're in real trouble, but also one of the genuine good guys in the industry. Arthur Idala is his name, and he is back with us. You can, by the way, catch his radio show. If you're in the city or in the tri-state, you can catch it on AM 970, The Answer, weeknights at 6 o'clock. there Monday through Friday, but it's also available worldwide at am970theanswer.com, and people literally tune in from Israel to Alaska to you name it. They're listening to Arthur.
Don't forget Italy.
And a lot of Italy is tuned in.
All my cousins listen in Sicily.
I heard that half of them are learning English listening to your radio show. So I don't know if that's true or not, but hey, Arthur,
public service.
You've represented, if I just said the names, some of the biggest ones in sports, in law, in entertainment. I know that your firm currently has ongoing cases with everyday names that people would know. What's the most unique challenge in dealing with a well-known person in terms of their criminal defense?
The media is definitely an aspect of it, because the media puts a lot of pressure on my adversary, whether it's a civil case or a criminal case. You know, in a civil case, it would be another big law firm or an insurance company. And in a criminal case, it will be a prosecutor's office. So that even if I have convinced them that my guy deserves or my gal deserves a break or some sort of accommodation, they're much more reluctant to do so because so many eyeballs are on it. Whereas if there are no eyeballs on it, I can convince them and then they're more likely to get it done. And also there's a personality situation. You know, when I represented Lawrence Taylor, I remember giving him some choices about his case. I was like, well, Lawrence, you know, there's option one, and it could go this way, there's option two, it could go that way, there's option three, it could go that way. I go, what do you think? And he goes, what do I think? He goes, I think you're the guy with all those fancy pieces of paper on the wall who's been doing this for 25 years. I think you're going to make the decision. And it's great for a lawyer that someone who's in the Hall of Fame and is literally nationally known and has so much clout and can hire any lawyer he wants, you know, gives me that kind of security that he believes in me. And, you know, and on the other side, I have Alan Dershowitz, right? He's a 50-year professor at Harvard Law. He's a brilliant man. And I will tell you, dealing with Professor Dershowitz, there are times where he has some ideas that I respectfully disagree with. And he usually relents. He'll be like, all right, just put it in the footnote. You can take it out of the main brief, put it in the footnote. He goes, nobody reads the footnotes anyway, which I don't think that's true, but, you know, he'll give in. So that's, you know, that's wonderful. You know, Rudy Giuliani, we put documents together. We put them in front of him. He sits right here in our conference room with his pen. He makes some changes. Sometimes we have some heated debate about the changes, but, you know, you're talking about another very well experienced lawyer.
He's the prosecutor that brought down the mob. I mean, it's hard to argue with he or Mr. Dershowitz.
And he did a lot of other stuff before that. I mean, when he was just a younger prosecutor. So, you know, it's interesting dealing with all of these different people and personalities. The best part for me is it's never boring. I mean, it is never boring.
And you stay so active. There's no way your life could be boring. You recently reconstituted your high school band and played a big concert in New York. And you're just always on the go. We've got about 60 seconds left, and I feel like this is my most important question. What's the most meaningful thing to Arthur Idala in your life outside of the courtroom?
I just want to help society. You know, starting from all politics is local. So starting from my little law firm, you know, I want to make sure everyone here is living the best life they possibly can. And then to my AM970 family, I want to make sure they're living the best life that they can. And then, you know, I take it out into, you know, my neighborhood, my friends, my neighborhood, my neighbors, making sure, you know, whatever I can do to help my friend who's in the Department of Sanitation to make the streets as clean as they can. Yesterday, I was with people from the mayor's office. You know, how could me and my office help make this city the best we can? You know, we should just all be working together under the spirit of love to make our society together as human beings. I don't care about Republicans or Democrats. I don't care black, white, man, woman. We're human beings on this beautiful planet, tiny little planet. Let's make it the best we can be. Let's all work together to do that.
I love that. And I think that would be a great stump speech for a future mayor, Idala, of New York. But we'll have to... I won't get you to confess to that tonight, I'm sure. Anyway, Arthur, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on That Kevin Show. So thanks for coming by, and come on back and see us again.
Thanks, Kevin. Keep up the great work. We all appreciate what you do.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guests I've been excited to tell you about to all of you thus far because they are going to be with us in both editions of the Music Spotlight tonight. But the first time I heard the combination of Kristen Getty, who you may know from the Gettys, we featured their music in the past, and Skye Peterson was at Sing of last year where there was new music introduced. And you're going to hear not only a song that has already been released by the two of them, but you're going to hear a brand new one tonight as well. But ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kristen Getty and Skye Peterson.
Hey,
ladies. How are you?
Doing great.
Doing awesome.
I'm so glad to have you here. Kristen, Keith has been all over me the last couple of weeks. He's like, Kev, have you heard the new song?
I said, that.
Keith, I've heard the new song. I love the new song. He goes, well, how come you haven't had them on the show yet? I said, because we work a couple of weeks ahead of time. So just give me a little, runway. But Sky and Kristen, you have worked together now, at least that I know of, on two songs. This one is called I Am Not My Own. Sky, why don't you tell us a little bit about where the song came from?
Yeah, the song was written based off of Heidelberg's Catechism, which is just a very churchy word for kind of a lot of questions and answers that have to do with Scripture. And the question was, what is our only hope in life and death? And the answer is that we belong to Christ, that we are not our own. And I was writing with my friend Ben Shive, and we were like, we should write a song about that. And it turned into a song that was kind of written to speak to the idea of identity. That's such a tricky subject these days to talk about. And we really wanted to kind of write a song that's memorable and easy to sing, that's telling really complex truth in a simple way.
Kristen, you're a parent. You know my wife and I well. We're parents. We're all raising kids in this day and age. And when you've got in the public schools CRT and sexual transitioning and all kinds of other things that are trying to attack the identity of the children of this generation, what was it about this particular song that grabbed your attention?
Well, the sky is so beautifully expressed. You know, this is a theme which is always, it is a timeless one, but I think today it is a very timely one. And I know as a mom that I have looked on with great agitation, sometimes anger, frustration, worry, concern, and I'm always delighted for any way, particularly through music, because it's so powerful, to point my children back to the truth. And I think this is what this song so beautifully does. Sky wrote it with Ben and a couple others. It was just my delight to come alongside and to join Sky in singing it. And I'm really excited, you know, watch my kids as they get older. They don't listen to me quite the same way. When they see Sky, they want to be her when they grow up. Yeah, every parent goes, And so I'm looking at my older girls particularly, and they just love Sky, and it excites me for, you know, who she is and what she stands for, her beautiful gift, and how this song speaks to them and how she speaks to them. And I'm just incredibly excited to be able to show her off and this song.
Sky, we were talking before we started rolling tape today and had a chance to visit a little bit because someone else was just a minute or two late. But you do have a passion to talk to this generation. Tell me more about that. Why does it kind of burn in your heart so badly?
Yeah, well, I think part of it is I'm 20, and I feel like a lot of my friends growing up were either way younger than me or way older than me, and so I feel like I feel like I have a lot to say to that generation, and in particular the younger one, because I know what it's like to be a lonely kid and a lonely teenager that is in search of the truth, and if I can kind of play a role in helping other people believe that God is real and he loves them, then I want to sing about it.
Well,
a lot of my songs tend to come from.
We don't shy away from those very direct truths here at That Kevin Show, even though we're not a Christian-based show. This is certainly something that I very much echo with what Kristen and Sky are saying. Kristen, Sky has been a part of your music songwriting kind of part of what you and Keith do now that has expanded rapidly, I think, since the pandemic. But talk a little bit about why you guys are excited to mentor and give feedback to aspiring songwriters.
Well, first of all, I mean, Sky is just an outstanding talent. She is our friend, and we would seek to help her in any which way as she develops and grows in all that she does. And over the last few years, Keith and I have loved finding other writers who have a similar mindset in terms of what we think about the Lord, the importance, the central role of Scripture, and what we sing, and getting congregations singing and using music to help embolden believers and strengthen their faith and give them something to say and to pray and to rejoice in. And Sky feels that too. It's wonderful to it has been a lot of men in this group for a number of years. So we'd also like,
yeah, we're strongly outnumbered.
Yeah, to bring a young lady like Sky on board. Sandra McCracken's been working with us a bit, Laura Story, and that's been really fun to be able to be with them. You know, because some of the greatest hymn writers in the past, Kip, and as you know, were ladies, mm-hmm. and it's exciting to be able to work with them. And then I think across the generations, it's just so important. I've been in several writing sessions with Sky, and I just love to hear how she thinks about something, the things that trigger things in her mind and the things she's passionate about, and it just helps make everybody better.
Yeah.
And just thrilled to get to and to get to work with her.
Well, we're going to hear both of those songs that I previously mentioned tonight in just a little bit. Kristen, real quickly, give a plug for your Sing conference, which is going to be here faster than people realize, and they may want to already get registered if they'd like to.
Oh, absolutely. The Sing conference, I'm not sure whether this is the seventh or the eighth year. I was trying to think through in my brain what it was. Do you even know?
I think pandemic stole about a decade from us, so, you know, whatever.
I know. Either way, we are a number of years in. For those of your viewers who are not quite familiar with it, it's a conference that happens each year in Nashville around September time. And it's a song to encourage worship leaders and pastors and all who are interested in what the church is singing to gather together.
Ladies, it's been wonderful to have you at That Kevin Show. So thanks for coming by tonight, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York with I Am Not My Own by Sky and Kristen when we come back.
Hey, get the soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sky Peterson and Kristen Getty.
The one who made the heavens made my heart and soul. Before I drew a breath, I was loved and known. I am his creation, the maker's masterpiece.
Spotlight tonight and their brand new single, I Am Not My Own. Kevin McCullough, That Kevin Show from New York, a big book launch and some special guests in the second hour. Stay with us.
Get the soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.